Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Disclaimer by Renee Knight, published by Doubleday in 2015. Today's book is all about mothers and sons, secrets, and revenge. Fifty-something Catherine and her husband have downsized to a smaller house, and as she unpacks, she finds a book that she doesn't remember buying. Later that night, she starts to read the book, and as she flips through the pages, she begins to feel violently ill. The book is about her and what happened to her 20 years ago. But she never told anyone about what happened that night, so how does the author know? The next day, her son comes to the house and he sees the book on the table. And he says he's read it too and quite enjoyed it. A customer at the shop he works in gave it to him as a present. Catherine is obviously horrified. Her son now knows her secret, but he doesn't realise that she is the main character. He also doesn't realise that he is in the book as a young child. Catherine tries to track down the author as she attempts to stop anyone else from reading it, but she's too late, and a few days later the book is delivered to her husband along with a series of incriminating photographs. The author tries to also ingratiate themselves with her son and tries to turn everyone against her. As Catherine's life falls apart, how can she stop the author and mend the damage to her family? Disclaimer has a fantastic premise. What if you realise that the book that you were reading was about you and your darkest secret? It's a taut psychological thriller which I enjoyed, but didn't love, until I reached the twist, which turned the story completely upside down, and as all good twists should, made the reader see the situation in a completely different light. Catherine is not always the most sympathetic character. She has a problematic relationship with her son, and often appears cold and career-driven. She doesn't do herself any favours by rushing madly into situations and leaving them worse than when she began, alienating her son, her husband, and her workmates as she tries to stop the author. The story flips between the present and 20 years ago, and alternates between Catherine and the perspective of the author, a retired person with nothing else in their life but to wreak revenge on Catherine for what she apparently did to their son. The author also wrote an ending for Catherine's story in their book, and Catherine steps in front of a train to end it all. Disclaimer is a fast-paced read, and once I was drawn in, I sped through the pages to the final confrontation. So if you like domestic noir, troubled mother-son relationships, revenge, descent into madness and books, I recommend Disclaimer by Renee Knight. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And we're about to go on a little bit of a summer break. So until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.